Hey, so Lokobandhu again, another little boo for me from the Butterfield Festival. Couple of days without rain, that's lovely. The sky's still grey, but the ground is drying out. Anyway, main news today is that the programme has been released, even though the festival itself doesn't start for a day or two yet. I've been reading it, and I must say it is fantastic. As I was saying yesterday, Butterfield is not a music festival or an arts festival or anything, it's a little bit of everything. And you really see that in the programme. Takes 20 pages to even sketch what will be on offer, and it's just full of delights. One thing that struck me this year is that the recycling has been sort of promoted. Instead of happening in a kind of dirty corner on the margins, it's now an integral part of the permaculture space in the festival. Just kind of bringing our waste into public view and the cycle of the waste into public view. Maybe that's a little kind of step towards greater awareness of our actions, a very Buddhist thing to do. I've been counting up the number of cafes. There's no less than 14 cafes on site. And even though it's not a music space, there are seven different stages and venues for music. But the area I'm part of is the Dharma Parlour. It's kind of got a double name. It's the parlour where you serve tea in China cups to people who drink it genteelly, but it's a Dharma parlor is also a guardian of the Dharma, quite a fierce kind of character who doesn't brook any nonsense. So we'll be doing our best to explore the theme of the festival in the Dharma parlor. The theme is actually Doorways to Freedom. Doorways to Freedom. It's picking up a classic Buddhist teaching called the Vimokshamuttas, or Gateways to Liberation, you can say. And we'll just be looking at them in much more contemporary terms. They're things you can explore in all sorts of ways. A talk I'm personally giving is called Dharma Doorways and Dead Ends. Dharma Doors and Dead Ends. It's like there are many, many different ways to approach the Dharma, but there are also many, many ways to get it wrong. Pick up teachings and practices that are not quite the genuine article and don't quite lead you to the goal. So the theme of my talk is Near Enemies. Near enemies to all these wonderful spiritual qualities. Anyway, also around the Dharma Parlour, as well as the talks and debates and stuff, is quite a collection of different Buddhist organisations. Over the years, the Dharma Parlour has evolved to be much, much more than just Tree Ratna Buddhism. There's people there from Ecodharma up in the Spanish Pyrenees, from the new Centre for Applied Buddhism, that's the Soka Gakkai initiative, from the Amida Trust, from a new thing called Tariki Trust. There's Theravadan monks, there's Dzogchen practitioners, there's Gaya House, there's Vipassana Goenka students. So it really is becoming quite a centre for Buddhists to meet and camp together, sit around a campfire, and really get acquainted over a few days. Anyway, plenty more I could say, but the thing to do is come, or if you can't come, all the talks from the Dharma Parlour will be posted on our website afterwards. Just go to www.thebuddhacentre.com/dharmaparlour. www.thebuddhacentre.com/dharmaparlour. There's not a huge amount there yet, apart from the programme, but plenty to come. All right, that's me. Bye for now, and maybe see you in the field.